Welcome to another episode of the Wheelchair Roundtable, where real people share real stories. We're coming to you from the Town Place Suites Marriott Studio, located right here in the heart of the Rio Grande Valley, the front line of the USA. I'm Rico ATP, and riding shotgun is Mr. Did he just say that?
I think I did.
Roland Reyes, and rounding out the crew is the Quad Father. We're just two ATPs in a quad with a microphone and a mission and a whole lot of passion. This podcast is about real people, real stories, and real power. Spotlighting life after injury, adaptive technology, and the voices reshaping what it means to roll forward. So buckle up, because at this roundtable, we're not just talking, we're building a movement. Hello, gentlemen, how are you?
Chilling. It's Monday.
It's Monday. Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Roland?
It was good. Took care of my grandbabies.
How did that go?
That was tough, dude. There was a lot going on there. I would take up the whole show, but yeah, tough job. Wouldn't want to do it anymore, but love that I'm part-time doing that every now and again. But yeah, tough business, dude.
What do you mean?
Tough.
Well, tell us. You just can't say tough.
Is it?
God, it's like dealing with a small version of myself.
Oh
yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly,
dude.
And just keeping up with them?
Just, yes, dude. Yes.
So you're taking care of them the whole weekend?
Parts of Saturday and all day Sunday.
So they stay the night with you?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
So, no. Sounds like you
I don't know if I could handle that. But 13 hours yesterday was, that was a learning experience.
Did you lose a little bit of life?
I did. Yeah. I went right to bed as soon as that was over.
It's tiring. It's mentally, yeah. I imagine it's mentally tiring.
It was taxing, dude.
Yeah, it is, because you're trying to keep an eye on your kid and still do what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Once the kids start walking, it's over.
Oh, there was no trying to do anything we wanted to do. It was
just
manage this situation.
I'm in control. You take care of me.
We were not in control.
Manage the chaos.
Chaotic is a good way to describe the situation. But, you know, I love him, love them.
I mean, they love you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good times.
It was good. We had some good moments, too. Yeah. But for sure, one of the toughest things I've done in a long, long time. And I need to let my kids know how great they were when they were little. Because they were. I don't remember them being this tough. I don't remember. I've aged.
We were a lot younger, bro.
Yeah.
We could handle that stuff. And Danny, how are you?
I'm good. What did we do this weekend? Did some adjustments to my truck and the van because I'll be taking a trip next week. So I'm going to...
Where are you going?
San Antonio. I'm going to go to Green for the day, maybe 2 days, and just relax up there with the family.
Nice.
I have the week off next week. So we're just making some adjustments so I can get that easy lock in the front of the van so I can ride in the front.
So they're moving your easy lock to...
No, I have two of them. I have an easy lock on my truck, and then I've got an easy lock on the van.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it's just that we... Usually when I sit in the van, I'm strapped in the back. But I want to drive in the front so I don't get car sick. I have bad car sickness, especially on long trips.
Yeah.
So that way I'll just sit in the front, lock in, and my mom can sit in the back, whoever's with us in the back, and cruise. Yeah.
You were sick, huh?
I was sick. I had a bad UTI about a week ago. Well, it lasted about 2 weeks ago, but yeah, it was bad, and I learned some stuff. Aside from the UTI, which happens, I changed medication. And the reason I changed medication is because the one I had been on for the previous like 15, 16 years, which is solifenacin, it blocks something called, it's an anticholinergic drug. And what that does is it's used for like COPD, Parkinson's, but for me, it's for neurogenic bladder. And I'm going to feel like I'm dropping some knowledge right now, but
drop it
for those people out there that take drugs, right? For this kind of stuff, whenever you've got a spinal cord injury, if you've got a catheter, you know, when your normal body, your body, you know, if you got to go to the restroom, you can hold it, right? So the muscles in your bladder, they're able to stretch out and get bigger, right? It's one of the unique things about our bladder. But if you've got a catheter, it never really gets big. So it doesn't stretch out. And what can happen is, the bladder gets small, it can spasm, and you're not like, it's not getting as filled as it's supposed to, and the drainage isn't right, and all those things, right? So that's why we take those kinds of drugs, right? And I was taking, it's Vesicare is the brand name, but it's solifenacin is the drug. And what it does is it blocks something called, it's a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine, what it does is it's important for stimulating the muscles. So like contraction, it's important for regulating heart rates, learning, memory, and things like that. But so when you take it, it basically relaxes your bladder. But because it's an anticholinergic drug, about 4 months ago, there was this big study that came out that drugs that are anticholinergics, they've been shown to show an increase or a little small bump up in dementia as people get older. And it was something that I was like, ooh, I should check in on that, right? So I talked to my doctor, my PA, and they're like, well, there's other drugs, right? We tried mirabegron, which is a beta blocker. And the problem with that one is it can kind of increase your blood pressure a bit, heart rate and things like that. And for me, it didn't do me very good. On top of the UTI, it was increasing my blood pressure, and I'm usually real low, like 90 over 50. And I shot up to about 150 over 90.
Oh my gosh.
One day. So I had to leave work early, and we just kind of decided, you know what, let's just get off it and go back to the original medicine. And you know, maybe later on we can try something else. There's different things to try. I heard that there's injections that you can do to your bladder that relax the muscles. There's other things, but you know, right now I'm just going to go back to that and, you know, just see what happens later. But yeah, that's what happened with me. It's just one of those things that, you know, for those of you out there that are dealing with that kind of stuff, and you know, I'm all for questioning, right? But just do it the right way. And I did it. We talked about it, and we'll just try again. We'll try something else later. But yeah, that's what happened to me. But I'm fine now. I took a day off. I got off the drug, and pretty quickly my blood pressure went back to normal, and I was back at work. So yeah, I'm good.
So when could you tell you were getting sick?
Aside from the UTI, because from UTI I can kind of tell by the look of the urine and smell sometimes, or just, you know, color. Those are some of the telltales. But for me, because my blood pressure is just normally so low, I could tell I was getting these really weird sensations. I had a burning sensation kind of like right below my belly button in my bladder area. I was getting like these really sharp pains there. My blood pressure was going up. I could feel the chills, like my face was getting flush. And it was happening more than normal. Like once a day is, you know, if I'm sick, would be normal. But this was all throughout the day. I was getting it, and I was just like freaking out about it. So yeah, that was a new sensation for me. I hadn't felt pain like that, or discomfort. I shouldn't even say pain, because it's more of a discomfort for me. Yeah.
Does it come on pretty quick?
Yeah, it hits automatically. It's just boom. Like it's just like a sensation in my bladder.
Wow.
And then my blood pressure instantly goes up, right? So I have to relax it a bit. So yeah, it was causing some problems, but nothing major. We were able to get to it pretty quickly and figure out what it was.
You were feeling that way a little bit last time we were here.
Yeah, when we were doing that last night, that was the beginnings of it. Yeah, I just felt something was wrong. I think that was the beginning of the infection, but think I was already on that new drug at that time, so it was starting to take effect and it was building itself up. It's kind of like a lot of drugs. It takes a couple weeks to get some of those symptoms. I had been on it for about 2 or 3 weeks and I hadn't felt anything, and I think at that point, right, I've read into mirabegron, and it's one of those things that after a couple of weeks, it really starts to kick in, and that's when I was starting to feel it.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're back, buddy, and sharing that knowledge with people.
Yeah. I learned something.
Yeah. Well, for today, we don't have a guest on the show. We're not bringing anybody on. We just kick back us three and just see where this goes. So just be warned, there is no agenda, really. There's one talking point we are going to get to. But other than that, just roll with this. You know,
roll.
Maybe after this, we can go downstairs to Ignite and watch the rest of the game.
Oh God, it's supposed to be the easiest game. We're playing the Raiders. For you fantasy football players out there, start all the Raiders against the Cowboys, because they make every offense look like the best offense in the world.
They got some defensive players back, right? Overshown,
yeah.
Somebody else, the cornerback, the rookie Chevelle, something.
Man,
I don't know, man.
I am no longer talking to the Cowboys. We are not talking, bro. I think this is it. I think I'm done with them.
You're moved on?
I tried to move on with the Texans, but it wasn't the same, you know?
You just got
to
find a different team?
They are like the toxic girlfriend, dude. They're like that perfect hottie girl but has a drinking problem, you know? You know, you think she gets it together. She looks good. She's making meetings. She's doing really well. And then you get that call at 3 a.m. Oh, my God, I'm drunk. I'm so sorry. I can never get it together.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, 2021, the Cowboys were pretty good. You know, had a good season. had a winning record. They went to the playoffs and they lost, right? No. And they did next year, they did pretty good and they went to the playoffs and they lost in the second round. And then they went against the Packers and got spanked by Jordan Love, and that was it. I was done.
It starts in the top, right? Like, ownership, just, you know, I think they just need to change that up.
It's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. It's wishful thinking.
Well, Father Time will come in at some point, but, you know.
I just think that they're the world's okayest football team.
Okayest.
That's what it is.
I'm done.
They're the world's okayest.
And they were playing with my emotions this season, you know? They really were, because I was totally done with them, dude. In the spring, like I said, I moved on and shit. And then they go have a pretty decent draft. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then they sign the running back from Denver.
Oh, yeah, Williams?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, get my attention. Yep. And then they start putting some pieces together, and they get Pickens. So now I'm back on board, right?
Right.
And then they trade Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You know, there's this thing about the Cowboys.
I'm done.
They've always had good players, but they just don't have a total team, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Something always happens.
Yeah,
sure.
It's always something. And
no vale madre.
Yeah, the defense, I mean, I'm in a wheelchair and I can get at least 25 yards rushing right now. Right now. Just give me a power chair. 25 yards rushing.
I don't know.
On drive four.
I'm done.
Drive four.
So who's your midseason pick for the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. The Bills have been disappointing. Who else has been disappointing?
Ravens.
The Ravens. What happened? Well, they don't have their quarterback, so I get that.
Yeah, they do.
Well, he was out for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar Jackson was out.
Oh, that's true.
Who looks good? I still like the Lions.
Eagles. The Colts look good.
I like the Colts and the Eagles.
Even though the Lions lost yesterday, I still like the Lions. I like, the Bears are a surprise.
Yeah, well, you got Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll do well in the playoffs, but they'll get there. Chiefs, the Chiefs, they don't have anyone blocking for Mahomes, and he doesn't have a really good receiver, so. But I don't know. It's a weird season this year.
Yeah, I like Daniel Jones and the Colts.
Yeah, Colts new ownership. I mean, shake it up, right?
Yeah.
That the daughter's out there
with her headset.
With her headset. She's not taking I like the way that she's there, but not all up in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's just monitoring. Yeah, she's there, up in there. You know. I don't know.
She's well up in there.
Well
up in there.
Yeah.
I'm picking the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, bro.
Like a true Cowboy fan.
Insufferable.
It's our year.
It's our year, every you guys.
Year. Insufferable.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So seeing that it's just us today, I was thinking, man, let's just kick back and review some of the episodes that we've recorded. And I was talking to Roland earlier, man. In June, this was just an idea. It was just something that I threw out to this guy, and we didn't know where it is today. So in July 21st, Roland, that's when we recorded our very first
episode. It really?
Yeah. We were there
in
the dining room.
21st? Yeah. I just walked in and we started recording. I had no idea what was about to happen.
I sat down cold. You all did it on the anniversary of my injury then. Because I got hurt July 21st, 2007.
Right? Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't think we did that on purpose.
Wow. So. I didn't realize
that. We didn't know. So, we did our first episode, and then Danny, you were number two, and then it just grew. It's amazing. So now we've got like an international audience where the podcast is organic. It's growing on its own. We're averaging like anywhere from 8 to 12 downloads a day. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it's not much, but it's alive.
Yeah.
And
it's happening.
We're over 1,200 total downloads.
That's pretty cool.
It's not bad since a couple of months ago.
I don't remember when you asked me to do it. I think it was at basketball practice.
I called you. I was on the road. I don't know where I was going. And I called you up. Hey, man, I got this idea for a podcast. Are you in? And you were like, yeah, whatever.
No, you said, we'll talk about it when I see you. And I think that was the basketball practice.
Your basketball practice. Yeah, I saw you there.
That's and you saw me there. And you talked about it. I was like, well, what the hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
So
I ordered, got a credit card, order the equipment, and well, here we are. It's still holding up.
The rest is history.
Rest is history. So I'm going to play some clips that I have here so we can just, you know, talk about them and just and look back. We have several. We don't have as many as much as I want right now, but, you know, let's just see what we have here.
What you got?
Yeah. But tell them why you recruited me to NSM.
Oh, there's a little bonus involved.
Pipping my ass out.
You know, my boss had asked me, hey, if you know anybody while you're here. So I wanted to come up to the conference. And so I, you know, he goes, well, if while you're here, let's make it really, really useful and do this. And so I said, I will go out there and try and figure it out. And right away, I saw your 6'4".
Tell them what, they wanted you to recruit an ATP, right?
Yeah.
That was your mission.
It was my absolute mission. And I did. Within 10 minutes of being on the floor there.
Yeah, you saw me.
Yeah, right away.
Dude. And guess how
my work was done the first night, first day.
How much did you pimp my ass out for?
I can't say, dude. I can't say, but I could have probably paid for all this equipment we bought.
Yeah. $3,000, I'll say it. Roland got $3,000 for pimping my ass out. But, you know,
you saw the 6'4".
I'm 6'2", but thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, he's just but, taller than me.
What is that? Remember that clip from that movie? That's a huge bitch. That was you.
Whatever, dude.
He's hard to miss.
But yeah, thanks, Roland. Yeah, he's the reason I got into NSM. And once I got into NSM, that's when I learned I didn't know much.
Yeah.
So that's when I started learning. But if it wasn't for you, buddy, I wouldn't have gotten into Invacare. I wouldn't got my whole career going. I would have been stuck working for a mom and pop shop.
Oh, that's cool. It worked out.
Yeah. So I do appreciate that, man.
Absolutely.
Episode number 2, Mr.
What did I do? What did I say?
Otis. I don't have anything for you, buddy, but your episode was, we had to record it twice because I didn't know what the hell I was doing because I couldn't, the audio wasn't coming through.
Oh,
track,
that's right. We did do it twice.
So I had mine on and we had the speaker and it was just, I told Roland.
It was a mess.
I go, this is like, Danny deserves better than this.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
And then we tried it again and we got it right.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot I did it twice.
So did I, dude.
Yeah, because that first episode was it was really good. And we're like, damn, is he going to be able to replicate it? And it was, you did.
I think we got most of it out.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten a lot of good feedback on your episode.
Yeah,
I mean, a
big
lot.
Time.
The one thing I regret about that the second go round that I remembered is I didn't really thank my parents as much as I should have because we didn't get to talk about it. We talked about it the first one, but
well, thank them right now.
You can do it right
Mom,
now.
Mom, Dad, Norma, my sister Norma, my brother-in-law, my nieces. Without them, I would have been it would have been bad.
Yeah.
I didn't get to say that there, but yeah, they were like the ones that got me through most of that.
You got a great family, brother.
Yeah.
So they're at the house right now watching the game.
When I met Danny, he was 19 years old, straight out of high school. We worked at a pharmacy together, right?
Yeah,
I got to know him pretty well. Yeah. We played football together. I got to know him pretty well. And one thing I always said is, if my daughters, I would want somebody to date.
Yeah,
you said that, Danny.
You've said that.
I go, that's who I would want. If my daughter would have come in with Danny, I'd be like, oh, thank God, I don't have to worry.
Yeah,
she's gonna be okay. But yeah. That was a good episode, man. I think when I heard that one, it kind of hit me the gravity of what we were doing.
Yeah.
No.
And here in the story, I wasn't ready for it. I heard I was taken back.
Yeah, me too, with your selflessness. Oh, yeah, taken aback for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, Lord.
Being worried about everybody else instead of yourself was pretty amazing to me, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of those battles I still to this day just, I think a lot of people with disabilities don't want to be a burden.
Hmm.
So it's just one of those things it's always in the back of your mind.
Yeah, that's tough to deal with.
You know, one of the funny things is a lot of the stories are so similar. And we've talked about this before, how similar everybody's story after Danny was to Danny's story. Just, you know, there's of course differences, different level of injuries, different the way their condition progressed. But everybody has a winning story at the end so far. And we've done a great job of getting some of these people lined up to tell their stories. And like I said, almost like what's the word I'm searching for? Like, just everybody has such a similar story, and it's just amazing for me to be on this end of it.
Listen. I agree,
because a lot of this stuff is stuff that, as an ATP for as long as I did it, like I'm not privy to some of that. You know what I mean? Like I'm in and out, or you see me at a clinic, or you see me at your job, or your school, And so we're not privy to a lot of that unless you know them really, really well. And right. even then, a lot of the details you've given us, you've shared with our audience.
Right.
It's kind of like, wow, I didn't know that. You know, like I didn't yeah. know that. As you know, as much as I think I know about certain things about what we do,
mm-hmm.
it was very refreshing to hear certain things you said about, you know, your experience and how you felt. And now I kind of understand some of the urgency and, you know, in clients when they call and, you know, yeah. those things. And, you know, it's good to hear the other side of things for sure.
I think about like, you know, when you all have like talked about like working on people's like equipment and stuff and like the weight, right? Like you all are freaking out about the weight, but we're freaking out about the weight too, right? We're freaking out in different ways.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes it's more like, I just want my stuff there,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's just like, just so long as it's there, it's yeah. it's done, right?
Yeah.
We can overthink it sometimes. Like I know you all have talked about like the anxiety you get right before mm-hmm. you take it.
Oh yes.
But I think like on my end, like it's just like, oh, it's here. Awesome. Like yeah. it's not that,
yeah.
you know, I think I tend to not overthink all the yeah. little things that you all are probably thinking about.
Oh, a million things, dude.
I agree.
Like for somebody like you, I'm worried about the way I set it up, how much work I'm going to have to do to correct something that I was right. wrong about.
Yeah.
Your ability to do if you're a wheelie guy, your ability to center your gravity and make that happen quickly right. for you. Because if we have to move it what I originally did, then I have to true the front casters.
Right.
And that's always like a game that's hard to play, dude. And if you don't do it, then you're doing a disservice because most people won't realize it.
No.
You have to change the front caster angle.
You have to square the casters
right.
in the front.
Yeah, and they'll trail too much.
Yeah, and it's going to throw you off.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
And it's I guess it's one of those things like you don't get to see as often what we're doing day to day and all the yeah. things that we're doing.
Yeah.
The more that you see that, the more you're like, okay, you know what? This is going to be a problem later on, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not until we get on it and it's yeah. like, oh, you know what? You're going to have to come back because of this or whatever, yeah. right? Yeah.
Many a times I've walked out of a client's house with a brand new wheelchair because something was wrong and I had to take it back.
Yeah.
Oh,
many yeah. a times, dude.
But, I mean, usually you fix it fairly quickly. I mean, right?
Oh, yeah.
We just take it back to the shop and
yeah.
do what adjust you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes those changes aren't going to happen in front of people watching you.
And yeah.
It's best to do that by yourself and bring it back.
How often, this is just, I'm thinking about you guys there at the client's home.
Mm-hmm.
How often, right, let's say you are going to work on it there.
Mm-hmm.
How good are you guys at like getting transferring a patient onto another seat so you can work on it?
I don't.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I'm pretty good at it, but I try not to do that anymore.
Who does it? So you let the family take care of it?
Well, I give them the heads up. Yeah. Say, hey, well, I'm going to deliver your chair. It's going to take me an hour and a half. I need you up. You have family who can transfer you. Are you a Hoyer transfer?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you?
Yeah, I don't expect to have to do it.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. But
I've done it in the past probably a dozen times in my career.
I've always wondered about that. Like,
yeah.
if that's one of those things where it's like, damn, I'm going to have to help you out or whatever.
No.
And I wonder, like, if you all ever got trained to do that properly.
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've been trained, but I ain't going to do it.
I got you.
I mean, I did it in the military.
Well, I mean, if you're a stand and pivot, okay. Yeah, I can guide you, but if you're a Hoyer lift.
Oh, well, yeah. No, like.
If you're a sliding board, I can guide you, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, it's one thing I always wanted to ask you guys about because
yeah.
now that we're talking about it, I'm like, imagine them there, right? Maybe it's one of those, I'm kind of in the, like, it just something happened really bad and I'm like, I need you here right now and you just happen to be close by. What are you doing in that situation, right? How are we getting you out?
Yeah.
Right? Whatever the case may be.
Well, and your wheelchair, I don't know why I'd have to take you out, like on your particular
yeah.
situation.
Unless it was like a cushion thing or something.
It could, yeah, well, for sure.
Or the back kind of gave way or whatever, right?
Well, not so much the back, but the seat cushion would definitely be a problem yeah. where you'd have to get off of it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, on my way over there to see you, Danny, I would have an idea. He can't transfer himself.
Right.
So I'll ask you how you plan on doing that, you know?
Yeah, what if like the patient does have a Hoyer lift that have you ever done anything like where you just pop them in there and just
call the neighbor?
Is it
a long time ago? I would, dude, but I'd hadn't done that in forever okay. and ever.
It's just too much liability.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. It was more out of desperation.
Yeah. Mm. Way too much liability.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just one of those things that I don't really think about when you all are out there because.
No, I always, we have to schedule. Well, now they schedule me. So I go out there and everything, they're ready to go.
Everyone's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of times when you take chairs out, like the family's there, they just, they're kind of excited too, right? Like they're just, everyone's there.
Yeah.
Well, there's more responsibility. I see how you feel about this is that right there when they're excited, they're going to get the equipment, right?
Right.
So you're walking in, y'all been waiting for it for a while. Mm. So you just want it, you know?
Right.
So we can't do a disservice and, you know, get you in the chairs. Like, how do you feel? I feel great. Well, let me adjust this. No, we're fine. We're fine. Or, you know, it's a little too wide, but it's okay. You know, I've waited long enough.
I got you.
So there is that part of the industry where some guys will just leave it, sign, and see you later.
Right.
You know, that's not us. You know, that's why we get this anxiety and we want to get you right. And if it's not right, I'm going to take it back. You know, because if it's not right, that's something I need to figure out what I did wrong.
Super stressful, dude.
Yes.
Especially complex stuff like complex power with switches and I've done a couple of flat wheelchairs where people drive with a head array flat, lying flat in prone position.
Yeah.
Like I've done a few of those and from different companies from Motion with Invacare or Motion with Quickie or whatever. So those are always, I'm always anxious for anything that's weird. Yeah. Anything that I've done that I've never seen before that I just created.
But it's exciting.
It's not exciting till afterwards. But I've had people like, man, that was so great. I'm just glad it's done. Like, that's my feeling. Like, I'm just happy they're happy. I'm happy.
For sure.
But, like, did I think I did anything? No. No. Like, I'm relieved. Like, because the anxiety I had all day and all week over it, dude. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to miss all that for sure, but, you know.
Get a rep in Houston. His name is Terry Blessings. And he told me the story. He had a veteran at the VA that he had burned so he couldn't lay on his back. So what he did is he got a gurney and he got a Albert E-Fix system. So he had the wheels in the back of the gurney and he had the joystick in the front. So he was just laying on his stomach, driving around.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
I never thought about that, but he's a very clever guy.
That's interesting. I'm sure, God, you've seen some.
We can do some pretty cool stuff, man.
Technology nowadays, it allows you to do.
Well, with our industry, we deal with electronics. Mm-hmm. We deal with motors. We deal with seating positioning.
Yeah.
You know, we deal with wheels. We deal with different types of degrees. So you put some ATPs together and he's like, hey, man, you think we can build this?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
That's us.
You'll have like a. Have you ever done like a Frankenstein wheelchair with parts from everywhere?
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially as loners.
Yeah. You just keep leg rests in your truck. You always keep leg rests, brakes.
Hey, have you ever wondered why there's so many loose foot rests? See, like, where's all the wheelchairs? Every company I've ever worked for has a box. And I mean a freaking box, dude, the size of a car trunk. Full of footrests. And I've always asked, like, even colored ones, dude, even like Quickie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like K5 stuff, dude. Like, where's the chairs that these belong on? You know what I mean? Because there is no chairs that match any of that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's always boggled my mind, dude. Even I've collected them, I guess. Like, well, that had to have come from me, part of that, right?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Hmm.
Well, after Danny, we have Mario. So Mario was our second.
Mario.
He was our third episode.
Mario.
And his episode was good. And it was, I had a knot in my throat when he was telling his story about trying to breathe and he was gasping like a fish from San Antonio to get back home to spend Christmas with his kids. Hmm. Oh,
the breathing thing is one of the most important things, especially for higher spinal cord injuries.
Is he higher level than you?
He might be at the
same.
They're
pretty similar.
Yeah,
I don't remember, dude.
He's a C5, C6.
Yeah, I'm a C5, C6.
Somewhere around
there. Yeah, the higher, the more careful you have to be with your lung.
I was really impressed when he talked to his wife in Spanish.
Yeah.
And also, like, acknowledged to us and to the audience of his failings as a man.
Yeah.
Like, previously with, you know, things he wasn't supposed to be doing and stuff like that. And how he found redemption. It was a beautiful story, dude. Like again, very similar to a lot of other stories. But that's Mario's unique story for sure. And I've known Mario for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves you.
He's been posting a lot of his workouts. Like when we don't have practice, he's out there putting in a couple miles on his wheelchair.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You seen his wife transfer him?
Oh, yeah. Just picks him up and
just boom.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's got that, like.
She's a blessing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mario got a, he had a pro spin. Well, he has a pro spin in Invacare, one of the best K5s.
The X4.
Okay.
So he had it sitting there. And I went to his house one day to get batteries for him. And he goes, hey, it's a pro spin. And I go, you need to start using it. So he ordered the wheels from Spinergy. We went over to Bicycle World, got them thrown on there. He got back on his chair. But he started doing that because he started at wheelchair basketball.
Yeah.
And look where he's at now.
Oh, he's doing well.
You should see him at practice, man. He's going up and down the court, dude. Nonstop.
Yeah. Nonstop. He's got in shape.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Cray cray.
Proud of you, Mario. And episode 4 was Victoria.
Victoria. How's she doing?
I just text her and let me read what she said. It says, hi, how are you? I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm currently going to therapy there at DHR Neurotherapy. I'm walking and been able to do a lot more mobile stuff. I actually just got a new job working from home, still in the mental health field.
Nice.
She posted on Facebook playing catch. You mentioned it earlier before the show.
Yeah, she was, I guess she was at DHR and she was throwing softball.
She's got a glove. She's got a glove on her.
I saw that.
She's all on one knee, right?
Yeah. She was on the mat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think she was working with Allison.
Yeah. Her business is up and running off the ground for sure.
Oh, Allison, yeah. Yeah. Happy for her. So I invited her to come back on the show. So now we're doing it in person. So she'll come back. Episode 5, we had Sean. That was our first.
Basketball.
Yeah, it was for our audience. Well,
first one kind of out of the valley, too.
Out of the, yeah, for sure. He talked about the DK3 tournament, how he took on those Olympics, and now he's playing for UT Arlington.
Yeah, we're good.
Have you seen him online?
Yeah. He's been posting, dude.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah,
man.
He's doing well.
It's really good.
UNT, where's he at?
University of Texas Arlington. Texas,
yeah. The Mean Green, right? Or no? The Arlington version.
Arlington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing on the team.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring him down here whenever we have a tournament.
Well, he said he'd come down to help out with the Vipers. And I was talking to Mike Auer about doing a 3-on-3 tournament. I think we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in Edinburgh, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, around 6 courts, right?
Right.
Yeah, we do 3-on-3, which just the Vipers alone, there's around 12. Corpus Christi Rims has around 10. We get Sean to see who he can bring down.
Right.
We could have a good.
There's 20 teams?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right. So.
Our first live.
We would just have to find the refs.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's an idea. Episode 6 is Dr. Kyra Allison. She's doing great. Elevate's doing well. Have you seen them on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, dude, those guys are at it. Looks intense.
Yeah, you got Vince out there, Carlos out there. Who else? Izzy's out there. A lot of the basketball teams out there.
Yeah. Once I get the break from school, I'll have to go over there.
Yeah.
It's just hard to go during school
because
I don't have much time. And I don't know the exact hours because sometimes they're out there during the day and I'm like, dude, I'm...
Yeah, Danny's going to have to get there like 5 minutes early to sign autographs and take pictures.
Once I get home, dude, it's hard to get me to leave my house.
Yeah.
It's tough leaving, dude.
This is one of those things I got to do. I got to go straight from work and just go straight over there.
Yeah.
Because if not, I go home. It's like I'm done.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Yep.
Ask me early. Mm. Yeah.
Episode 7 was Philip Bramwell.
Man, Philip. I've been following him too, dude.
Yeah. Let's see what
he's been moving around, doing a lot of shows.
He's doing well.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yep.
Let's see what I have. If I have something from him.
Oh, so March is Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. I'm grateful. But I'm aware of things. Not like on April 1st. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's doing pretty good on social media. If y'all not following him, you need to look him up. I don't remember his social media handle, but it is on the episode towards the
Philip
end.
Philip Bramwell.
Yeah. Episode 8 was our friend Britt.
Britain.
Brit Sites. That was a good story.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that
one. I learned a lot in that one.
Yeah, Britain's...
History on that. Well, just the history of him going from place to place and all the things he did.
Yeah. With the industry. He was there from the beginning.
He's a legend.
Yeah. It
really is.
Legendary ATP.
Episode 9 is Dr. Julia Bramwell.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing woman.
Yeah, the things...
Triplets and going to medical school.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went through some stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good, powerful episode.
Yeah. She felt she was getting punished for,
yeah,
for the way
she was very forthright about that type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
The way she viewed disabilities and how she changed.
Like she felt like it was a punishment towards her.
Great, great episode. I really encourage you all to listen to that one. It's a lot. She's doing really good on social media.
Yeah.
You've seen her? How she's practicing and she's doing
dancing her things?
Yeah. She's also dancing. Yeah, she's a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 10, Jody.
Jody.
Jody Bennett.
Jody.
Wow.
What is he? The W, I forget the abbreviation, but he's a heavyweight boxing wheelchair champ.
The heavyweight wheelchair boxing champ.
You don't want to be hit by him.
I don't know how that, like, the whole boxing thing for a quad, okay, put some gloves on me and, right? But like, I get it's a point system, but I think about like what I would feel physically after that, like all the soreness you get from a fight, like how would that affect me? And you know, how would that be, right? Especially for a quad.
Yeah,
it's one of those weird things. I don't know.
I didn't think about that.
It doesn't matter, quad or no.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt. You're going to hurt.
I'm going to be, I'm going to feel something.
Yeah.
It might not be pain, but I'm going to be uncomfortable for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I
never thought about that.
Because I don't understand, like, I'm going to get hit in the stomach.
Yeah.
I can't make my stomach hard, right? I don't have control over that. It's going to take a shot to the gut and it's like, ugh, and then I can't breathe.
You take an arm rest.
How does that happen?
It's a TKO.
Yeah.
Pull an armrest.
I don't know. I like the idea of it, but there's a lot.
I think for a workout, for sure, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I hit the speed bag sometimes when I'm doing therapy. I don't have a heavy bag because I'm afraid I might break a finger, but it's something I'd want to go see though, for sure. I don't know if I'd want to partake in that.
Yeah.
Go check it out, man.
But I'll go check it out.
Yeah. I got something from him.
It was, I proposed to my lady in front of Big Ben and she was on enough cough medicine and sick that she said, yes, thankfully. Might've been part of my plan. Maybe not. I'm not going to tell that for sure. You'll never know. Yeah. But, it was, oh my God, it was so perfect. So I proposed to her, she cried, we called our moms, and then it was really cloudy out. So Big Ben was pretty, but it was kind of dark. But after we got off the phone with our moms and we started walking, the clouds parted and the sun hit Big Ben and it shined like gold.
Nice.
It was like so beautiful. And then the PM bells rang at Big Ben and like I started to tear up a little bit and I was just like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. It was, I proposed.
Dude, he tells a good story.
Yeah.
Dude, Jody's my kind of guy.
That's such a good story. Just the way he proposed.
Right, dude?
I think I got another one from Cephas.
When I was waking up and I was coming to, my uncle was in front of me and I looked at him and he looked like my grandfather. And I said, Tate, is that you? And I remember him saying, no, it's Uncle Bobby. I was like, are you here to take me home? And then I hear my mom's voice, you ain't going nowhere, boy. I'm like, okay, I'm awake. All right, what happened? And then they told me what happened. And then they asked me if I was hungry. And I said, yes, I'm starving. And they say, well, what do you want to eat? And I shit you not, my first words was, I want antelope burger. Everybody started laughing. And I was like, well, did you guys at least get the antelope? Because I know if it broke me, I must have killed it. Did you guys get the antelope? Turns out NDOT, the Nevada Department of Transportation, got there before everybody could pick up the antelope. And I didn't even get to keep the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Damn.
I got to reach out to him.
I forgot about that antelope thing.
He was trying to raise money for the boxing trip.
Yeah.
He was going to go to Europe to, like, I don't know who he was going to fight. I think he fought the Frenchman to win the title.
I remember that.
I don't know. I got to touch base.
Follow up with him. Yeah.
He was also doing the football with the Raiders, the wheelchair.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen some of that?
I've seen more of that.
Dude.
Oh, man. It's no joke. No joke. Mm-mm.
Well, I saw they get
don't sign me up for that. Dude.
They wear helmets.
I'll play quad rugby, but football, no.
You can do the tush push,
and you would think that the quad rugby is tougher, but
why?
You know what it is? It's they sit higher,
uh-huh.
And those things just tip over. It's a longer fall, whereas like the quad rugby wheelchairs, it's not as it feels like not as high.
I got it, but still, man.
Yeah, because. There's a difference between falling when you're reaching for a football and just going back, or you're going to get hit and falling. Like there's a difference, at least to me in my
That's
mind.
That's why they wear helmets.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that'll work down here.
No.
All right, here's episode 11. One of my favorite. It's Eric.
Oh, God, Eric. Eric is fun.
Oh, my. I have gotten such good feedback, emails and comments on my social media that they really enjoyed that episode.
That kind of brutal honesty, dude. It's not something, there's such an authenticity to it. Like, you just don't see that every day. Like, he's just special as far as it comes to that. And you, the way you described him to me, dude, before I met him, it was spot on. 100%. 100%.
Let's see. I got something for, let's see.
You think I ain't got a filter?
The message that we keep on going, but if somebody's out there in a wheelchair and they've got a spinal cord injury, it doesn't mean you can't have any kids, right? That's what you're saying?
Damn right.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people think that you tats. Now,
exactly.
Do your chances go up of not having kids? Absolutely. Right?
Absolutely, yes.
For women, and this it gets really complicated, right? But for guys, it was, can you arrive? And is it good? And right? Are you going to get endometriosis reflexia? If that's the case, we're going to have to do it at a clinic. Save the sperm, right? And put it into your female partner in different ways, right? It gets expensive and, you know, it's a process, but it's very possible.
It's costly, and it's very, very timely too. It takes a lot of time, man. If you're going to spend that type of money, they're going to take their time and they're going to do it right. They're going to make sure it's right.
How much?
So having kids is not out of the question for anybody with a spinal cord injury. Hey,
let's see what else I got.
I listened to that episode on the way to Houston when I went to Houston, dude.
Yeah.
I remember the story he said about...
You know, dating while you're in a wheelchair is hard as fuck. It's hard, man. It's hard because you got to find that certain somebody that doesn't give a shit that you're in that chair and that doesn't give a shit about being by your side whenever you have an accident, like, you know, your irritable bowel movement or whatever the case. I mean, these people are going to be in your life no matter what. You just got to find that person. And you know what it takes? It takes confidence, man. To me, it takes confidence. Because if you feel bad about yourself and be like, who's going to want me? Nobody's going to want me. I'm in a wheelchair, man. That's what I was thinking when I first got involved with women again. I don't know whoever told you that. They lied to you, dude. Because with confidence is the main thing with that.
Straight talk from Eric,
straight
man.
Straight talk. Look at Danny with his... medical experience, knowledge,
I don't know
how the things work, and his
I saw red
excellent
I
choice
I
of words.
Yeah,
excellent choice of words.
Oh man,
and you didn't even hesitate.
He
just went off, man. I was like, wow.
Eric is fantastic, dude.
Yeah, that's a great episode.
Let's see if I have another one from him.
No, I want you to try to feed it to yourself. So I literally tried. They put the burger in my hands and I said, like, pick it up. And that's when I got my first movement, bro, is when I picked up that hamburger for the very first time. I struggled.
Oh, man, that story was a good story, man. Damn. Well, it is a good story.
Phenomenal.
Since I was telling Roland earlier, when it comes to burgers and sandwiches, sometimes it's trouble because I'll have the burger in my hand and my hand spasms and I just squash the burger. God, it happens a lot. It happens.
It's a lot of veggie spillover.
Yeah, it's just a sensation or you just can't control it?
No, it's just... spasms are going to happen whenever they happen. And if I have a burger in my hand, I'm going to squash the burger and whatever. Mm. It happens. But yeah, there's a bunch of funny food stories I've had in my past from just stupid. But yeah, I've squashed a lot of burgers and sandwiches.
So now we know that about Danny. Don't give him a burger.
I'll tear up a burger. It's just for whatever reason, sometimes it just my hands just clench. And
sounds like a personal problem, Danny.
I like to occasionally eviscerate a chicken, dude, outside like Walmart or HEB, you know, like the
rotisserie chicken.
The rotisserie, just like in the parking lot, like a savage, dude.
Oh. Well,
do tell,
man, after my own heart here, dude.
It's my indigenous history, dude, my roots. But one of the things I've done a lot of,
those are good,
barehanded,
yeah,
really,
roots yes. Is- like an animal.
You've never
parking
done
that?
Not in the parking lot.
Dude, in the parking lot. I was hungry.
When you're hungry, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's nice and warm. You're just tearing off pieces of chicken.
Lemon chicken.
I don't know what's up with y'all, man.
Dude. Yeah. And then if you have some bread, Oh my God. Even better.
Savages.
Brad would just get in the way.
Get in the way.
Episode 12 with Corey Lee. Fees. That was a good one. That's where you could, you were on your way to Houston.
Yeah, that
we
was
had
rough.
Some audio problem with that, but he was cool, man.
Yeah.
Also, jumping into the water, spinal cord.
Yeah.
Injury.
I like that. What was the story about his name? How did he come up with it? I can't remember how
fees?
It has to do with like paying fees.
Yeah, he was paying fees.
F E double S. Yes.
Have you heard his music on Spotify?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't, give it a listen.
Some good gems.
Episode 13, one of our recent ones, the rise of Armando Ramirez.
Yeah, he was good, dude.
And I made a mistake. When I said he was 23 years old, he's 21.
Yeah.
21 years old.
So he's already accomplished all this by the age of 21.
Real estate, right?
Yeah, he's real estate.
And it's only been, what, 2.5 years, maybe?
Three?
Since he got hurt?
He got shot when he was 18.
Yeah, that's... The biggest thing about him is he's so young, but he's so grown up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
God, I was so impressed.
I think
impressed
I mentioned
it.
Yeah.
Even before he got shot, he was on track to make some serious money doing that airline stuff.
Yeah.
He's got his shit together, man.
Yep.
Well, his episode skyrocketed on the downloads. He was like at 70 some in 2 days.
Wow.
So he just took off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an impressive kid right there.
Oh, yeah. I am very impressed with him.
You know, I didn't get to ask him, and it's one of those things that we should have when I had him on, but the way that he is able to, because he's selling homes, right?
Yeah.
Seeing things from a wheelchair perspective, mm-hmm. and how that kind of, how he's able to push things that way, right? Because when you're lower than everyone else, you see things slightly different from different perspectives, mm-hmm. and how does that help him or maybe hurt him, right? When he's doing those things, right? I should have asked him. I just ran out of time, but it's just one of those things that I just wonder about those kind of things. Yeah, I'm sure he's doing well.
Excuse me. I was just thinking right now about Jody, you, and Armando, right? The stories about the bridge, the stories about the garden, Craig Hospital. All three of you, three different injuries, three different time frames, and same feeling you all got at that moment, you know?
You know, there's one thing about, and it... For us, it was Craig, for us three, mm-hmm. but anybody else that was at a different hospital, there's one thing that I've always said that kind of takes certain hospitals to a different level, mm-hmm. is them having a space for us where it's our own space. Even though we're in the hospital, that's our time.
Yeah.
So like the bridge or the little garden outside or mm-hmm. the parking lot area, right? There was traffic there all the time. The nurses, doctors were walking by outside, but they didn't mess with you. They knew that was your time to spend there, and they let you alone, right? And that's one of those things that I appreciate about that hospital is that when you weren't doing whatever it was, crazy things that were happening to you, they let you just breathe and take your time and just kind of clear your mind for whatever you were going through, right? And that was your time, right? And that's one of those things that I really appreciated about that place.
Yeah, hearing that, but like I said, for three different injuries, three injured people, same feeling. It's pretty magical, man.
It is.
I wonder how many people are listening can relate to that, you know?
A bunch.
Yeah, because Craig Hospital is, but I'm sure you can say the same thing about like Tier.
Yeah, well, true.
What are the other ones? There's the one in, I forget the name of them, Chicago. There's one in Chicago. Can't remember the names, but.
Can't remember right now.
Yeah. I think it's important to be able to have that kind of...
I agree.
I like it.
It's spiritual connection.
Oh.
Episode 14 was Mr.
Mario.
Bonfante.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it... Who did the pre-show call? Was it me and you, Danny, or was it me and you, Roland?
No, it was you guys. I was late. Axel was late.
No, it was me.
You were late today, but it was you two, and that's the day that I...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I had
to do
something to happen at school.
It's a little disclaimer,
I had my
man.
Grandkids in the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we had Mario's... pre-show call, and it didn't take long until he pretty much said, why don't you go watch my YouTube videos and then ask me some questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys hardcore.
Amateurs.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole hand control system that he designed. He just said, how do you say it? All he knows is how to go fast.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yep.
And that didn't stop him. He, watch me. I get my own hand controls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then COVID hit and that really impacted his business.
Yeah.
That's one of those examples of I did not see it going in that direction, because like driving that kind of vehicle at those speeds is one of those things where it's out of the realm of possibility. Like for me personally, I don't see that happening, right? Like there's certain things that I have told myself that's not going to happen, right? And driving a fast car like that was not one of those things. But when he explained that and I saw the videos, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. Damn, that is possible, right?
Yeah.
And I think
his injury is so high.
Yeah, it's so high. And
yeah.
But I guess that just goes to show, yeah, anything's possible because
he designed
things. Yeah, and he just did it himself. It's just amazing. Like,
and he could design it now with 3D printers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Like, I don't know if I would, I would try it.
Yeah.
But only because why not, right?
Yeah. In a controlled environment, I guess you'd be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because
like a parking lot,
they have access for all sorts of stuff. I saw a video of a guy. It's a C4, C5, and he was snorkeling. The dam.
I think I saw that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do, there's a bunch of stuff to do.
Hmm. Yeah, I won't snorkel.
Yeah.
Sharks.
At that point, it's like, whatever. Just if I see a shark coming at it, I'm not going to paddle away, right? Kick your legs, bro. I can't. Like, what are you talking about?
Right between the nose.
Oh, man. Episode 15, Charlie Murray.
Charlie was so colorful.
Yes.
Man, we tried to record Charlie.
Oh, my God.
I think once before, and we got him on, and we were just having some audio problems.
Yeah.
So we had to reschedule that one. So I went to make sure everything was fine and everything looked okay.
Yeah.
And then we got Charlie back on, and we had the same problem. So,
Charlie. But Charlie helped you sort it out, no?
Yeah. It was his own. He had it on mute on.
Oh,
on his,
okay. I don't remember.
But it's one of those things, just trial and error.
Yeah. So once he got it going, man.
We were good. He went off.
I wonder if he's told Jelly Roll yet about his episode.
Jelly Roll, yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Right? It's kind of crazy we can say that. I wonder if Jelly Roll has heard the Wheelchair Roundtable.
Maybe.
I don't know where. Just somebody told him, asked him to write a song. And
it was part of his the program for the VA.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. That's what it was.
And he's going to be an ATP. I saw him on the, because we're not doing video yet, but I could see him, and he had all the switches, and he was controlling everything with his lip.
Chain control.
Yeah. And he was doing a lot of, he has that Magitek.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if anybody knows electronics, it's this guy.
Yeah.
Yep. He does, dude. He knows his setup. For sure.
It's a guy to know right there, because he's messed with all that stuff already. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Call him. Hey, man, how do I do this?
Tech support, Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
15 episodes, and the whole spectrum, we've gone from local, we've had comedians, we've had athletes, we've had physicians.
We're just going to keep getting better.
Marines, hip-hop artist. We had Eric.
Eric is his own genre.
Exactly. And
we got to have Eric on again.
We'll have Eric
on. I
got to
get him his batteries first.
Yeah, you better get him his batteries, dude.
Before he gets pissed.
You don't want to get him on his shit list.
Gotta get out. So that wraps up season one. Shifting over to season two. What do you all want to see more of? I know for sure case management is one of our goals.
We're looking at having some vehicle specialists on, maybe.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Manny. And also some ATPs and wheelchair people.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
The first season we did a lot of, stories of overcoming obstacles, and, part of our thing is doing assistive technology.
Yeah.
Season two, we want to make more of a shift towards, just a different part of the industry.
Right.
Because there's so many different ways we could go.
So many different avenues.
I have there's an OT with McAllen ISD that reached out. I mean, that's a good, I think Roland would do very well with that episode.
Yeah.
We got some physicians, case managers. Maybe get some students.
We'll get a physiatrist.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe a
counselor. Yeah, counselors. Some of those at the rehab, the vocational rehab, people that do the counseling for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Still want to get Gregory Abbott on the show.
Gregorio.
Not the governor, Roland. Not the governor.
Oh, okay.
Just the wheelchair guy.
All right.
Roland says, I want to ask him how come he never had his foot rest on. And I was like, really? And I went back and saw some video. He doesn't have
it. There's a lot of people that do that. I wonder why.
I think he likes the way his feet feel on the ground. I'm sure it's for, he's got his reasons. I'm sure of it.
I wouldn't ask him.
Yeah, he's not actually using them as, you know, like a foot striker or anything like that.
No.
They just hang there, dude. Mm-hmm. They're always underneath him.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
But I think he has to have some sort of connection to the ground. It's just him. There's a purpose for it. I'm sure of it. Maybe it helps with circulation or maybe prevent it from his feet from swelling. There's a reason in there.
Maybe he lost them.
I'm not sure if he's contracted or not. Like,
he doesn't look like he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good question.
Yeah. So, yeah, season two, I think it's going to be better. So if y'all have any suggestions or you want to come on the show, you can always reach us at email info@wcpodcast.net. You can also reach us on social media. Anything else y'all want to talk about?
Nope.
No. We're going to... It's been fun. It's going to be funner-er.
We'll start
doing a video, too.
Did you ever talk to your AV students?
Yeah, so the guy that's in charge of the all that video stuff,
yeah,
he is supposed to be coming to our school the first week when we come back from break, after Thanksgiving break.
All right.
And I'm going to have a talk with him.
All right. Yeah. Sweet.
That's all I got going on. I know we have a couple more weeks of school.
Yeah.
And then we get 3 weeks off.
Nice. Record episodes.
Yeah, episodes. have the wheelchair basketball team on.
Yes,
gotta we'll get the coaches the on too. Next. Yeah, all the coaches meet up downstairs at the bar.
Yeah,
I like it.
So far, so good. Yeah, the mixer.
We're also thinking about having a mixer downstairs, Ignite, inviting some of our friends over, just hang out.
Yep.
We're gonna do a live episode
wheelchair podcast party.
Yeah, we got some plans, Christmas plans.
Christmas.
But okay, well, I want to thank you all for listening with us. It's just me, the two ATPs in the quad, just talking rehab, I guess.
Yep.
And reviewing season one. So, so thank you for joining us. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your support. It's amazing. I'll end with this. I don't know how we're doing. I don't ever get any feedback. So when anybody tells me I heard your show, I'm like, please tell me what you think. You know, just tell me. So I'm just kind of like walking out there not knowing the impact that we're having, but I think that's the way it should be. We don't know how these stories are impacting people. We don't know what, you know, the difference that we're making. So I want to come, you know, say badass of both of you to making this happen. I couldn't have done this without you guys.
Thanks.
We are the team.
Same.
So I appreciate all of you guys, my two good buddies. And I guess we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.